Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Breaking in the past few moments, RTE has announced that it will not take part in the 2026 Eurovision Song Contest if the participation of Israel goes ahead. And in a statement released in the past few minutes, they say that it's RTE's position that Ireland will not take part in the Eurovision Song Contest next year if the participation of Israel goes ahead, and the final decision regarding Ireland's participation will be made once the EBU, which is the European Broadcasting Union's decision, is made known. Keith Mills, Eurovision expert, is with me here on the line today. Keith, is this decision surprising?
Hi, good afternoon, Andrea. I'm not overly surprised by it. A couple of other nations have also, or a couple of broadcasters have also said that they will are considering their position in participating next year, Iceland, Slovenia and Spain. It's not surprising because Ireland and RTE would be seen as one of the more hostile broadcasters and countries towards Israel.
Why now, though?
Why now?
Yeah. We had this discussion prior to the Eurovision this year. I think we had the same conversation in 2024 as well.
I think, first of all, the situation in Gaza and the escalation of the war in Gaza is part of it. And secondly, the voting that happened in this year's contest where Israel won the public vote, I think that embarrassed a number of nations, including RTE, because the Israeli entry finished second in the Irish televote.
Yeah.
And, it showed that there was a lot of public support out there for Israel, and maybe the broadcasters didn't like that being so obvious.
So this decision, RTE say that they're waiting to get the outcome of the European Broadcasting Union, the EBU's decision. What decision are they making?
The EBU has to decide on whether countries qualify for the contest and whether there's anything that impedes their participation. They do this with every country, but obviously the war in Gaza at the moment is playing into this decision. It's unusual this year because normally countries have to declare that they're going to participate in October by October of every year. But the EBU made a decision a couple of weeks ago where they've told everybody that they will make a decision on Israel's participation in next year's contest in December, and countries will be free to withdraw after that decision is made. It's unusual to leave it that late for countries to make a final decision.
Okay, but could RTE not themselves decide that we're not going to participate regardless of what the EBU's decision is?
They could do, but that would put them out of kilter with most other broadcasters and every other country, and would extend the idea that Ireland is more hostile to Israel than any other country.
Zoe Lawler is with us too. Keith, stay with me if you don't mind. 087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number. We'd love to hear listeners' thoughts today about this. Zoe is the chair of the Irish campaign to boycott Eurovision. I have no doubt, Zoe, you agree with this.
Oh, yeah, it's very welcome, long overdue, but very welcome and very good news to hear today, and shows us, you know, that boycotting will work. And if we just keep chipping away, keep campaigning and keep working for justice, that we will get results. So, yes, we absolutely welcome this decision. We've been campaigning for RTE not to participate in the Eurovision since it was in Israel in 2019, and then subsequent to the genocide starting in Gaza, we campaigned for RTE, Israel to be expelled from Eurovision, and failing that, for RTE to withdraw from 2024 and 2025.
Is that not the answer, though, to the situation? Expel Israel rather than every other European country withdraw from participation?
Yes, of course. I mean, that's what should happen. The EBU should expel Israel, but failing that, then, you know, we called on broadcasters, our national broadcaster, not to participate. And in 2019, we called on the RTE not to participate, and on the Irish contestant not to participate. So, yeah, of course, you want at the higher levels, it's the same with FIFA and UEFA and the basketball federations. You want the overarching bodies who can make the decisions to take those principal decisions. But unfortunately, they haven't. So in that case, then we wanted our national broadcaster to reflect the will of the majority of people here. And Keith keeps characterizing it as hostile to Israel. What I would say is the majority of people in Ireland are in solidarity with Palestine and are very hostile to genocide and apartheid.
Yeah, you know, do you think RTE should make the decision themselves, though? If
yes,
they can,
I do.
Because
I do, yeah.
You know, like, I mean, what the RTE say in their statement is that if the participation of Israel goes ahead and the final decision regarding our country's participation, that'll be made known once the European Broadcasting Union, once they make their decision and make that public. So we're not really making a decision, are we?
Well, I mean, I guess what they're trying to do is force the EBU's hand here. I mean, we obviously believe that they should just refused to participate. And their statement says that it would be unconscionable to participate given the ongoing and appalling loss of lives in Gaza. But I mean, that was the case in 2024.
Well, that's why I asked the question, why now? You know what?
I would imagine it's because of, as was mentioned,
well, you've journalists
voting
killed
issues
as well in
yeah,
Gaza.
Yeah, I mean,
but
journalists
that's
have been
be
killed.
Part of it.
Yeah, I mean, Palestinian journalists have been killed by Israel for over 77 years, but obviously in unprecedented numbers now in this genocide in Gaza. And maybe that within RTE, because we do see that there's a lot of solidarity from people who work within RTE, maybe the push is coming also from inside as well as the external public pressure from our campaign.
They do say, RTE, in their statement, the denial of access to international journalists to the territory, that will form part or has formed, I suppose, part of this statement that they've released. I want to bring in Frank Darmody for a moment, Zoe. Frank is the president of Ireland's Eurovision fan club. Do you welcome this, Frank?
I do indeed. It's a long time coming and it's time we stood up to them, basically, for their behaviour and the way that they're trying to rig the contest to win.
What happens, you know, this EBU decision, right? What's likely to, what do you expect, Frank? What do you expect their decision to be?
So the EBU can't really make a decision on their own. It is in conjunction with every one of the members of the European Broadcasting Union. And that's what people don't understand, is that they need three quarters of all 61 or 62 members to say, to get rid of a member or to remove, to not make them participate. And then Israel will be removed from the competition. We know of 12 countries immediately that will say yes, and they only need about 15 or 16 to stay in the competition. So it is likely that it is not effectively the EBU's decision. It's everyone else's who's participating's decision. So even if RTE is not participating next year at the Eurovision, they still have a voice in the EBU because it's bigger than just the Eurovision. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so it's not really, sorry, it's not an EBU decision. It's a vote, really, of the member participants.
Correct.
That vote doesn't go the way that maybe RTE are expecting it to, then am I to read from this statement RTE will continue to participate?
Well, it says that they won't participate if Israel take part next
year. Yeah, but they won't participate if Israel is taking part.
Correct.
Yeah. So you envisage that the EBU will, the decision will land on the side of what people are, I suppose, are anticipating it will?
I do think so. The odds are in their favour, unfortunately. But you have countries like Spain, Iceland, Slovenia, who have publicly come out now recently and said that they will not participate. And I do expect the Benelux and the Nordic countries to join in on that soon enough as well. Netherlands is particularly put out as well, given the behaviour of what happened to their artists last year was caused by shenanigans in the background.
You've also got the hostage situation. This is going on now, what, since October 2023? Because I know a lot of listeners are asking, why is this decision only being taken at this stage, you know, into 2026? But it's obviously the continued bombardment, the fact that it's been so prolonged, passage of time, you know, the fact that even RTE themselves mentioned the denial of access of international journalists. Probably a lot of people don't want to go.
Yeah, they did leave it up to, in regards to 2019, RTE did leave it up to staff if they wanted to go to Israel to participate to film on behalf of RTE. So it wasn't a requirement and you wouldn't be censured as part of your job at that point as well. So So there is great sympathy within RTE, the whole of RTE, basically, for this. And I do think it is the new direction of the company, because there's a new head of delegation who's the head of entertainment for RTE. So I presume that he made this decision. So.
Henry McKean, our own Henry McKean, is with me here on the line today. Because Henry, I mean, you've covered multiple Eurovision Song Contests at this stage. Are you surprised by the move now?
Andrea, I am very surprised. I'm very surprised. I'm actually speaking to you from Windmill Lane, that's recorded so many well-known artists, Irish artists, Bono, Van Morrison, and even the Spice Girls have been here. And Ireland and the Eurovision Song Contest have been so heavily involved together. We've won it 7 times. And I am surprised. And just when this all kicked off after October 7th, and then we went to Malmo, and I know some of your callers there will agree with me. Malmo was like a fortress because Israel took part, and Bambi was so vocal and angry with Israel taking part. And then obviously we were in Basel just in May in Switzerland, and again the atmosphere was different. The music wasn't celebrated properly. It was overshadowed by Israel being part of the competition. And at the end of the day, Andrea, this is a music competition. It's a song contest. It's a celebration of Europe and, okay, Australia coming together. And it's been now overshadowed by this war. And for RTE today to actually issue this statement, it is a surprise. It's been a long time coming. We've had lots of protesters at the event.
That's right.
Here in Ireland. And absolutely. And as your caller just mentioned there, Alan Tyler, there's a new head of delegation. So there's a new broom in charge. And this is perhaps why RTE are taking this stand. And saying all this, we could be out there in Vienna if Israel do pull out. If you look at the statement, it is RTE's position that Ireland will not take part in 2026 Eurovision Song Contest if Israel are still in it. So, and they're waiting for that EBU final decision. So we could still be out there in Vienna without Israel. So it's all to play for.
Dermot Manning, longtime Eurovision attendee. Are you surprised, Dermot, today?
I'm not surprised at the timing, but I'm not surprised at the statement. The EBU, it's already, this is a decision that's already been pushed back. Normally, Frank is there online. Good evening, good afternoon, Frank. I know that they normally have the participation list done by this time, by September, and everyone has to sort of sign up and, you know, pay their participation fee and agree to go. That decision's been pushed out to December this year because there's a big EBU meeting taking part later in the year, and they've basically kicked it to touch and decided, you know, rather than make everyone sign on the dotted line to take part this early in the year, they're kicking, they've left it to December. I think the pressure is going to come on now on the EBU from not just RTE, Slovenia, Spain, Iceland have all been mentioned as well. I think the pressure is going to build and build on this one. I think RTE is just getting ahead of the game, as it were, and basically putting their cards very firmly on the table. That's either them or us.
Yeah, well, that's what they say quite clearly in this today, that, you know, it's their position that Ireland will not take part in the contest next year if the participation of Israel goes ahead. But the final decision regarding our participation will be made once the EBU's decision is made. Do we know when that's going to be?
I think late November, early December. Okay. That's why that's why the participation deadline this year has been pushed forward to
that's
December.
That's why they're getting
normally it's done. September 1st in the past, I think, was usually the final deadline.
I'm just going to read this listener here. I just want to mention this because there's a few messages like this too. Not every country feels the same hostility towards Israel as Ireland. If Ireland is so aggrieved by Israel's participation, then Ireland should withdraw. Problem solved. Ditto that for every single international competition, including the Olympics. Another texter says, I can't wait for the Irish men's soccer team to be drawn against Israel in the next qualifiers. There'll be pandemonium in this country. And a lot of people then just very much in agreement too, actually, with this RTE statement today. Keith Mills, Zoe Lawler, Frank Darmody, Henry McKean and Dermot Manning, thanks a million for joining us here on the show. The email, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.